Amen. Am I on? Can you hear me out there?
Yes,
sir. Is there any, I see some folks out there. Amen. You glad to be saved?
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to publicly thank, I'd like to thank all of you for coming, for one thing, but I'd like to publicly thank Brother Ken, Amen. Sister Frida. I appreciate all you've done to keep this thing going and letting the Lord use you and all the work. Hey, this doesn't just happen, you know. I mean, they've been going, working on this. Basically, after this one's over, they'll start working on next year, amen. And so I appreciate that. And I appreciate the preachers that come. Brother Jack. Brother Walker, Brother Camilleri. You know, I know I'm going to leave somebody out if I start naming names, but you know what? Sometimes the old soldiers, you know, they get weary and the schedules are full and the responsibilities are many, and it's not easy to take time out of the schedule, especially if you're a pastor of a church. To leave your church and leave your folks and come and take part in something like this. But I want to tell each and every one of you that it means a lot to me for you to be here.
Amen.
And it's an encouragement to me. And there's a lot of folks here that have had a big influence on my life and the ministry that the Lord's given us, my family. I'd ask you to be praying. My wife and my kids left today to head back up to Missouri. My father-in-law has been going through chemo and radiation for the last 2 months for esophageal cancer, which has about an 80% mortality rate. And he's scheduled to have surgery up in Kansas City on Wednesday. They're going to go in there and cut on him and try and take the tumor out, take the growth out. And he's lost. My wife's parents are both lost. And his brother-in-law just died from the very same thing about 3 months ago. And my wife went up and spent some time with him while they were going through the chemo and the radiation. And he lost about 35 pounds. Hasn't eaten anything basically for 2 months. Just living off of Boost and protein drinks and so forth. And my wife said, told him, Dad, we got people all over the country praying for you. And his response to her was, yeah, Danny had people praying for him too. So he's bitter. He's mad at God. And just pray for him, pray for me that I get a chance. I mean, I've witnessed to him. We've talked. But, you know, the Lord's got to do it. I can't do it. So I appreciate your prayers. If you take your Bibles and open up to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 5. While you're doing that, I want to read you a quote that I keep in the front of my Bible. How many of you out there, men, now I'm talking to the men, how many of you men out there, let me see your hands if you're called to preach. You're called to preach. All right. Now, how many of you are preaching? Should be the same amount of hands. Should be the same amount of hands. You say, well, you know, that's easy for you to say. You get to preach, you know, here, there, and yonder, preaching behind a pulpit every week. No, I don't preach behind a pulpit. I preach every week. But I don't preach behind a pulpit every week.
Maybe on a rooftop.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you're called to preach, you need to go preach.
Amen.
Amen.
And you should know by now that you don't have to have a pulpit to preach. Amen. You just need to get out there and do what the Lord told you to do. And it'll go a lot better for you if you do that. I was going to read you this quote. This is a quote from Martin Luther. Martin Luther, he said, false teachers have success and people bear with them. But no patience is to be exercised toward true preachers. There is only judgment, condemnation, and scorn. I thought about that today when everybody was buddying up to the Hare Krishnas down there.
Yeah. That was cute.
Hence, the office of preaching is a grievous one. He who has not for his sole motive the benefit of his neighbor and the glory of God cannot continue therein. The true preacher must labor and permit others to have the honor and profit of his efforts while he receives injury and derision for his reward. Keep that in mind if you think you're called to preach. Amen? I'm just trying to help you. All right, if you stand with me to honor the reading of God's Word, we're going to read in Matthew chapter 5. We're going to read a few verses here, and I'm going to pray, and then we'll have a little short message here. Matthew chapter 5, look down at verse 16. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now look at verse 14. It says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Now turn over to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Look at verse 33. Luke chapter 11 and verse 33. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. All right, now turn over to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Look at verse 30. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this opportunity. Lord, I thank you for each one of these folks that's come out tonight. Lord, I can't do anything without you. I know that. I'm nothing without you. Lord, I just pray that you'd use me to be a blessing to your people here tonight. Lord, I pray that hearts would be changed, minds would be changed. And most of all, I pray that Jesus Christ be uplifted and glorified and exalted here this evening. Lord, if it's only because of Jesus Christ that we're here tonight. It's only because of Jesus Christ that we know one another. It's only because of Jesus Christ that we have any hope, forgiveness, redemption. Lord, I thank you for being so good to us. And I thank you for what you're going to do now. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach to you a little short message here tonight. It's simply entitled, Are You a Basket Case?
Yeah.
Are you a basket case? You know, we talk about coming out of the closet. I like that, brother. And he mentioned something about coming out of the closet, not really being out of the closet. You know, a lot of, every single person in here, if you're born again by the Holy Spirit of God, you've got the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The problem is, folks have trouble seeing it sometimes. That Bible says, you're supposed to set that candle up on a candlestick where people can see it. So they can see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Why don't we have the Acts 2 results that Brother Lyman preached about? Well, he hit on it a little bit. It's grieving the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. You know, let me just mention this. First of all, Brother, what time?
The buses are at 8:45 and Brother Camilleri's
put up. Well, I ain't taking Brother Camilleri's time. I guarantee you that. Let's just get one thing straight. The Holy Spirit of God is not some entity that's floating around the room, some fog, you know.
Right.
The Holy Spirit is a person.
Amen.
You can't grieve a fog, okay? You can't grieve some entity. The Holy Spirit is a person, and the Holy Spirit can be grieved by your actions.
Amen.
And my actions.
Amen.
And nothing should grieve you more than to know you grieve the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Now, I'm just going to hit on a couple of things. You got to keep in mind that my pastor is Earl Ankrum. All right, so I've got about 12 points to this message, and we might get two of them. All right, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. And in what does it go? You know, God, His word's perfect, ain't it? His word's perfect.
Amen.
Verse 31, the next verse. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. You know, unfortunately, that verse has been changed in many of the Baptist churches around the country that I've been to where it says, let brotherly love cease.
Yeah.
Instead of let brotherly love continue. He says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Look down at chapter 5 and verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh the saints. And everybody says, well, good, man, I'm glad I ain't in that list. Oh, wait, it didn't stop yet. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking. Nor jesting. Which are not convenient. Look up at verse 29. Back up in chapter 4, verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. You know, one of the things that grieves the Holy Spirit of God is an unbridled tongue.
Yeah.
And many of the times we come together with these meetings like we've got here this weekend, and I'm convinced that the Holy Spirit of God is grieved and the power and the results are stifled because of the unbridled tongues that are going about up and down the grounds here.
Amen.
Little groups over here. Little groups over here. Little groups over here. And I'm not just talking to the grown-ups either, kids. I'm talking to you teenagers too. I'm talking to you teenagers that get into your little groups, your little cliques, okay? And you start, talk about this one, talk about that one. Did you see what she was wearing? Did you see what he was doing? You're grieving the Holy Spirit of God. And you expect to go out and win souls. You know what, I don't, some people think I'm a loner because I don't fellowship a lot. I like fellowship just like anybody else.
Amen.
But I'm pretty particular about who I fellowship with. And if you wonder how come I don't hang around you all the time, if I know you, I might not know you. So, you know, don't get offended. But you know what? There's a lot of people I don't hang around with because I don't like having puke put in my ear.
Amen.
You want to go vomit in somebody's ear, do it to somebody else. I don't want no part of it.
Amen.
I travel all over this country trying to help churches.
Yeah.
And I hear about this pastor and that pastor and this camp and that camp.
Right.
Come on.
That's what's wrong with the independent King James Baptist movement. That's why the King James Independent Baptist Church movement is dying.
That's right. That's right. It's true.
The unbridled tongue, grieving the Holy Spirit of God. Do you realize that when you get that thought, you hear somebody talking about this, or you hear somebody, you know, some gossip or something going on, and that impure thought goes through your mind, do you realize that it's just like a big ship going down the river or through the ocean that's leaking fuel or some toxic waste?
Yeah.
And it's just leaving a trail of pollution through your head, through your mind.
Man.
And then, what do you do? Well, you can stop it right there.